Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
One quick correction. Ryan and Brad and Ethan are in. We need to get that changed. I'm on Ethan's side on this one. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm filling in Ryan Recker with you. And if you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker, Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio, places like that. It looks like Elon Musk's exit interview at the White House is happening right now with President Donald Trump. Is that right, Brad?
Yep. Elon just stepped into the frame and Trump is reading off some of the massive accomplishments that he's, you know, achieved in his short time there.
Maybe. Can we listen to some of that? I'm just kind of curious how that sounds.
Yeah.
Then they said, well, we can cut a lot more than that. And we're going to do it very surgically. We're going to continue on the march. We're making America great again. When I was in Saudi Arabia and we were in, as you know, three really great countries, predominantly the three. Qatar was great. UAE was great. Saudi Arabia, incredible. Such an incredible experience to be in those three countries. But the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and I must tell you, the leaders, the great leaders of the other two that we just mentioned, they all said the same thing, that the United States is the hottest country right now anywhere in the world. And 6 months ago, we thought it was dead. It was like a dead country. And it would have been a dead country if we didn't have the right result on November 5th. There would have been a horrible, horrible situation was going on with the borders, with transgender for everyone, men playing in women's sports, and so much more. But they were saying the hottest country anywhere in the world. And then I played that little clip because that was one person who's respected. But there were two people, because Joe was in that one, too. Joe's a good man. But that was one group of people saying something about the success of what we've done over the last 4 months. They cannot believe it. In the one case, they said they've never seen anything like it as long as they've been doing what they've been doing. They've been doing it for a long time. So I just I want to thank Elon for helping. And again, you know, the United States right now is the hottest country anywhere in the world. There's no country as hot. And we're doing really well. When I left, we had no wars. We had no problems. We defeated ISIS. We rebuilt our military. And we had no inflation. And when I came back, we had a lot of inflation. We had wars all over the place. We had the embarrassment in Afghanistan where we gave up billions and billions of dollars of military equipment, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, I believe. I believe that strongly. We have Russia with Ukraine. We had the attack on Israel in October, the horrible attack, October 7th. Horrible, horrible attack. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And now we have something where we're really healing a lot of that. We stopped.
Well, it seems like he's not talking much about Doge right now. So what can you do? But that was kind of interesting. There's Elon Musk there. What's up with his right eye? Did he bump it? Did you see that?
Yeah, he's got a little mark under his eye, doesn't he?
Yeah, I wonder what that's
about. I also want
about.
His shirt. His shirt says the Doge Father, and it's the Godfather logo.
Could have sold that on there. Do you ever use the Twitter / X Grok, which is their AI?
I use it a lot.
Can I tell you what I found is really useful with it? And I found people doing this online. If there's something viral going on, they'll do at Grok, hey, can you explain to me what's going on mm-hmm. here? And then the AI will give you a summary of what you're looking at, context. And it's like, whoa, that's awesome
yes.
use of AI.
It's great. I really try to use the AI as much as I can in the context of my job. And there are things about it that are super helpful.
Yep. Well, the end days, at least of the government, who knows, maybe Elon Musk comes back, but probably not. He probably is going to say, I got other things I got to do. You know, he dedicated a lot of time to this, and I think it was in good service. So let's hope that they take his findings seriously and the people mm-hmm. that worked around him. Let's hope they can continue that on. Something else, it says, this one is the big, beautiful bill and the issues it faces in the Senate. Do you think that maybe bringing Elon Musk on and Donald Trump saying things today, which is let's try to codify some of these things. He didn't say codify. He said codify, but make it permanent. Let's get these cuts recognized mm-hmm. and let's get Congress to act on these. Do you think that this move, this press conference, things like that is basically a signal to Senate, which is we are going to make these cuts. Like we're going to be committed to this. We're not just going to add on to this big, beautiful bill without trying to get some of these other things done, if not first, but hopefully soon. Is that a sign to Senate to, okay, if you're on the fence, get on board?
Yeah, I think that there's part of that. I think the other part of that is too, like, because I was reading a couple things. Stephen Miller is one of the ones that wrote something about this. The cuts that Doge made aren't in the purview of the what do they call it, the reconciliation process. So yeah. You can't codify them in yeah. into law without it being a different bill. So they're going to move that right. to a different bill. But I do think whenever you look at the Senate, I do think the Senate has an opportunity there to cut even more in this spending bill. And I think that they have a little more wiggle room because you only need 50 votes and 50 plus one, which the plus one would be the tie-breaking vote, which would be the right. VP.
Yeah, so, J.D. Vance.
And I look at, in the Senate, who wouldn't want more cuts? And I can come up with three people, and that's, you know, Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski. I think those would be your three. We don't really want to cut any more out of this budget, people. And I think you can afford to lose their votes, provided you can get Rand Paul on board that you've cut enough for his liking.
You know, with all of the Doge and things going on, are you kind of surprised some of these people like Rand Paul weren't more hands-on with that group of people? Like, I would think if you are putting together a dream team of government cuts, at least an organization that were going to cut government spending, that Rand Paul would be invited onto that. What would Marvel call it? The Avengers of the yeah. budget? Like, Rand Paul should be invited to the Avengers of the budget.
Yeah. You would, like, a Rand Paul, a Thomas Massie, a Chip Roy, you would get, like, those people in there to advise. Yes. But I also wonder, too, though, would Rand Paul, is he up for an organization like Doge, or does that, because of his libertarian constitutional leanings, would he look at that as like, this isn't actually the role that this isn't who should be doing this. It should actually be Congress.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you sent, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin Thursday, said that this is mortgaging the next generation's future as the U.S. is on track to spend $89.3 trillion over the next 10 years. So he said that on the weekend shows on Sunday, mm-hmm. and he said this has always been his thing. Basically, he said, I've always been someone that's talked about fiscal responsibility, and when something's not responsible, I'm going to continue to stand by that. And I admire that, and I think he's right with that. I have such trust issues with any politician telling me that go ahead and pass it, it'll be fine, we'll fix this later stuff. I hate that, which is something the Democrats did. What was the Nancy Pelosi line? We need to pass it so we can see what's in it.
Yep.
No. It's the same philosophy, which is we need to pass it so we can get to work fixing it, which is all the other overspending. Mm-hmm. I don't trust that process. Show me something I can trust. And I can trust that Elon Musk and the people around him did everything they could to root out what you can find in the course of 3 or 4 months. I think he found out very quickly that it's a difficult task, and it's a really hard one when you're trying to work with government, because it's like working in quicksand. And it seems like the ground's always shifting underneath you. But I think he did good. All things considered, he actually is going to leave the place better than when he got there. So that's something to be proud of, I think. I think there's a couple of clips we can play here. Let's do clip number two on the Big Beautiful Bill. I think this was Ted Cruz discussing it here. Can we hear what he's got to say?
We will get it done. Now, it's going to be bumpy. It's going to be messy. But we will get it done because it is the main vehicle for us to deliver on the mandate from the voters. We are going to secure the border. We're going to rebuild the military. We're going to cut taxes. And I hope and believe the Senate is going to cut spending more than the House, that we're going to see the Senate be more fiscally conservative and to stop bankrupting this country. That's what we need to do.
That would be a first. Yeah. I love how Hannity's like, shut up. We got to go to break. Shut up. Like, it's like the hook comes out trying to get the last word, Ted Cruz, in there. I know how that frustrating that can get when you're like, okay, you're hosting a show and you have a guest on and the producer's like, you got to break, you got to break, you got to break. And the guest is still talking and you're like, we got to go. Bye. You just have to like really quick cut the person off. What Elon Musk leaving D.C. Kevin O'Leary discussed Elon Musk. This is kind of interesting, too. Can we play clip number three?
Mm-hmm. Bringing the whole idea of a different kind of audit into the psyche of bipartisan taxpayers. DOGE is a good idea. It just is. Auditing the government under any administration is a good idea. And trying to make it more efficient is a good idea. Now, one thing everybody learns, and I'm including myself in this statement, is you don't understand Washington till you go there. It is a very nasty, nasty place.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And anybody that exposes themselves that close to the sun is going to burn some feathers.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. That's one of the things that I always wonder. Like, you ever have someone that you really like and they run for office? And they have aspirations for even higher office. And you think to yourself, why would you put your family through that? Because that's what Washington does. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, because they will come after you from every angle that they can. It's amazing what the desire for power will do to people.
And, you know, I'll tell you, Washington, D.C. and politicians or whatever it is, when it comes to fiscal responsibility or accountability, they don't want to be accountable to anyone. Now, they need to be reminded they are accountable to the people. So it's kind of interesting when someone comes in there and holds them accountable. It's like, you know, the old term is what, the fox and the chicken hen. That's probably not the best analogy. This is almost like, I don't even know what the right analogy would be. It would be like the Oz when they pull the curtain back and you realize it's all just junk. Like, it's a bunch of levers and mechanical things going on that are operating these things, and the only purpose they serve is self-serving and for their own power's sake, and they're doing it with your dollar, which is garbage. That's not the best analogy either. There's probably a better analogy. I'll think about it a little bit, and by think about it a little bit, I mean I'll completely forget about it here in like 5 seconds. Something else about Elon Musk leaving. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, can we play his clip number four?
Elon came in 100 days, did some very important work. And, you know, I characterize two principles with DOGE here. One is the absolute level of cost cutting, which Elon has set in motion. So DOGE is not going to end with Elon. You know, it is a way of thinking about cutting costs, and it's also a way of thinking about making the government more productive and more efficient.
Is that possible, making the government more efficient?
It is. I think it is. This might be a little pie in the sky, but I think in both of those clips that we just heard, I think they laid out the process and what you actually have to do to make government more efficient is you have to change the way people think about it. And you have to get, and if you can change that mindset, and this is what they're saying, I have a big article here from Dave Marcus where he was talking about how Elon Musk change the way the American people think about government waste and stuff like that. If you change the way people think about government, then you can change your government to match that thinking. And so there is hope. But man, to think about it, is it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be very difficult. And it's going to be a longer process because you're shifting that window to the way people think takes a long time.
Can you trust any politician anymore? Let's say percentage of politicians out there that are trustworthy, over, under 5%. Where would you put that?
I'm going to put it over. I think that there are some good people out there. Yeah, I would put it over that.
It would be a hard thing for me to bet the mortgage on over, honestly. I feel like the older I get, the less trust I have. And any underlining motivations that a politician may have, I feel like it's, they don't serve the people at the higher levels. I think sometimes on the lower levels, they might be able to serve the people a little bit better. But the higher levels, it just seems like not so much when you get to the federal level side.
I think it's just
too dark thinking when it comes to this.
No, I think you're onto something there in the sense that it's hard to serve the people, because one of the things that happens when you reach those higher levels is you become more disconnected from the people. You know, that's what makes state and local government so accountable, is because the people are right there. I have my state rep's phone number on my phone, and I have spoken to my alderman at in my city. I have representation and I can contact them directly. I don't have my national rep's phone number. I have some people that I can contact to get in contact with him. I have the Capitol switchboard saved in my phone, but I can't get in contact with them directly the way I can with local ones. And so when people get that far away, you become more disconnected, and it's harder to know what your people, your constituency is thinking or wanting.
Do you ever hear that story about Jay Leno and Barack Obama?
Mm-mm, no, I haven't heard this one.
Do a quick one here, but back when Barack Obama was running for president for the first time, he was on with Jay Leno or something like that. And of course, Jay makes jokes and Barack Obama laughs and whatever. So Barack Obama gives Jay Leno his phone number, said, call me sometime. So, Barack Obama ends up winning the presidency. He's in office. Jay Leno's like, I got the president's phone number. Hey, you're the president. So all his friends are like, no, you don't. You can't call the president. So he's like, all right. Jay Leno thought he's a hot shot. He's like, okay, he told me I can call him. So he dials the phone number. On the other line, there's Barack Obama. Hello. He goes, hey, Mr. President, it's Jay Leno. He goes, Jay, lose this number. <Hangs up. laughs> So in the back of my mind, I think you calling your representative up, hey, it's Brad. Brad, lose this number.
Not my state rep. Not my state rep. My state rep is awesome.
State rep. Like you. All right. When we come back, did you see the story about the migrant that was arrested? Because now they're calling into question this handwritten letter and if it was authentic, meaning written by this illegal immigrant or not. And now they're using it as a defense to say, if you didn't write the letter, maybe you shouldn't deport him because now he's a victim. It's a really interesting conversation, which we're going to get to after the break. Also, we're going to be talking to our chief legal analyst, Brad Young, in about 45 minutes from now, a little bit after 2 o'clock, regarding the Supreme Court in the big ruling in favor of Donald Trump today. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Interesting story. A lot of people have been covering this. In fact, they brought it up during their panel discussion on CNN, and Scott Jennings had some good quotes on this, which I heard he was on with Reardon yesterday. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Him and Reardon are actually good friends.
Good friends? How good are we talking? Like, do they go out to eat together?
Well, they were at the Cardinals game over the weekend, I think.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. So they would go to a Cardinals game. Would they go to a movie together? I want to know what level of friendship they may have. That's the next level.
You know what? I'll ask Reardon after the show today. I'm like, so like, how close are you guys?
Do you call him at night to wish him a good night? Yeah, like you tuck him in like at night through a phone call. What's the thing that guys do? I saw the social media trend. They call other dudes up and say, hey, good night, just checking in on you before bed.
I am not familiar with this one.
I think some guy recorded himself doing that, or at least his wife or whatever recorded her husband doing that to another guy. And it turned into such like a wholesome thing that people said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to call my bro at night and tuck him in through the phone, basically say goodnight to him that way. So I don't know, probably not at that level, but Scott Jennings, by the way, is such a superstar in rising on CNN right there. You think about the, you know, the obligatory Republican on CNN or the Democrat on Fox News. I don't think there's been such an impactful crossover since, who was the guy that always was on the Five, and it was, he's not alive anymore, it was... I can't remember his name, but he was on there and he wore the suspenders and he always had his hand up like Larry King did.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. What is his name?
Yeah, I can't think of it, but he, I'm sure people in the comments are going to start saying it anyway, but basically, I don't think there's been such an impactful personality since him. It's not Robert. Someone in the comments help me out here, please. Why can't I think of his name? But I look at this and I say, okay, Scott Jennings is just one of those people, and I got to say, wore suspenders. Tucker Carlson, no, that's not him. It was...
he was a Democrat strategist, wasn't he?
Strategist, yeah. He ended up getting fired, and then I think he died not that long after. So this is the story that they discussed on there, and well, you hear from Scott Jennings. Migrant arrested over handwritten letter threatening Trump assassination may have been set up. What a headline right there. So... an illegal immigrant from Mexico, and this is from the New York Post, is where I'm getting this right up from, arrested over the handwritten letter to threaten to assassinate President Donald Trump may have actually been set up, law enforcement sources say to the Post. Mexican national Ramon Morales Reyes, 54 years old, was taken into custody in Wisconsin after an ICE agent received the death threat letter on May 21st, Department of Homeland Security announced on Wednesday. So when you hear that, you're like, oh, that's really interesting. Bob Beckel. That's the finally someone said it. Bob Beckel. That was the name of the commentator on Fox News. Thank you to Russell putting that one in the comments. So the whole crutch of this idea is that, hey, if he didn't write this letter, then he's the victim. But then you start to look at this person's long rap sheet and he is anything but the victim. And you start to question, why is this person in the United States to begin with? Mm-hmm. Can we play? Let's see. This is clip number. Oh, where was this? Number seven. Can we play clip seven first?
You said this person might be the victim here. And I'm not disputing that this letter might have been made up. This person's not a victim. Ramon Morales, age 54, has entered the United States illegally at least nine times between 1998 since 1998, criminal record including felony hit and run, criminal damage to property, disorderly conduct with a domestic abuse modifier. So even if this letter was made up, he should be deported immediately.
Let me explain.
Letter or no letter.
100%. Nine times entered the country illegally, and now he's linked to a death threat to the president of the United States. He's got domestic violence history. He's got other felony charges under his record, and he's allowed to be here in the United States. What? I think this is one of those things that, like, most people would look at and say, why are we even debating this? Get him out of here right now. I think it seems like a bipartisan get him out.
You would think that, like, any reason, it amazes me because it's like any reason to not deport somebody. The rap sheet aside, they're like, but they made up this letter about him, maybe. So he should get to stay. No. The letter, if they made up a letter about him or whatever, that should be irrelevant.
They only found out about him because some fake news. So he should go back to being the person that was entered the country illegally, was it nine times or whatever they said, cited in the last couple of decades? Man, no, I don't think so. So let's go to clip number eight. This is part of the CNN panel from last night, too.
But the DHS secretary put his picture up and said he threatened to assassinate the president, which apparently he may not have done. I mean, it seems very much like investigators do not believe he did that. It's just a question of, do we care whether or not the statements that public officials make are true or not, or does it just not matter?
I think for some people, it depends on who it impacts, to be honest. If it impacts immigrants,
wait a second.
I don't care.
The guy's a felon. What the hell are we talking
but
about?
Then the, yeah, but then,
exactly. Why don't we just send him back to where he came from?
That's not the issue.
Kevin O'Leary. Oh, my goodness. Well, he just comes in. That's all he had to say.
Yeah.
You knew they were going to talk over him as soon as he had it. So he's like, okay, I got eight words before they cut me off.
It's amazing because you listen to CNN and they're looking at that. And what's more important to them is can we trust what our elected officials are telling us? Well, we just went through 4 years of Biden. So the answer is no, we cannot. They told us he was strong and healthy and we couldn't keep up with him and all this other stuff. And now this guy gets quote unquote falsely accused of assassination. This is a bad guy. Like Kevin O'Leary said, he is a felon. The important thing is that we want to remove criminals who shouldn't be here from society and put them back where they came from, be that in their prisons in their home countries or just back to their home countries and let him be their problem. But they're like, but they might have falsely accused us of something. Can we trust our officials? Where were you? Where were you 3 years ago?
It's so funny because it's like part of their defense is that we can't trust ICE. We can't trust immigration officials. We can't trust the Trump administration to enforce immigration law. So their idea, I think what they're trying to allude to is that Trump will do anything to make up stories in order to get people deported. That's like the grand overall thing. But when you're confronted with, okay, let's look at this individual who entered the country nine times illegally and he's continued to live here illegally. Felony backgrounds, including domestic violence on top of that. And you're saying that this is somehow a conspiracy against this man to have him removed because they just want all immigrants to be deported. That is a stretch from CNN. And Kevin O'Leary calls him out immediately.
Yeah, it is amazing the people they will jump to the defense of. And I think they would really rather jump to the defense of the grandma that's being deported, who's been here and being torn away from their family. But the Trump administration isn't doing that. They're going after abusers, felons, criminals, gang members, those are who they're going after. And so this is who the left, who's trying to defend, you know, illegal immigration. That's who they are forcing. It's actually, on Trump's part, it's really brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Let me read another story here, another New York Post story, and this has to do with illegal immigration. Teen illegal immigrant given slap on wrist for killing drug rehab worker in crash is arrested by ICE with family. Just, we're talking weeks later, it seems like. So part of this narrative that you find, and we'll play a clip from Chris Cuomo, who says we're just picking and choosing these articles, which, you know, I guess there could be some merit to that, but I think we got to be realistic when you find these cases. It drove me nuts when I was living in St. Louis to see the slap on the wrist of the legal system. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the prosecutor just completely ignoring very violent criminals to allow them to continue to do violent things. And, you know, you had all these issues that were going on the streets of St. Louis, people driving cars the way they do. And, you know, I remember doing my late night talk show and I would have people calling in. And there was one woman, I remember her call very, very much, because she would call in a few times, especially on the anniversary after her husband was killed. She said her husband was crossing the street. You had someone that just went through a red light, hit him, killed him. And that person got a slap on the wrist because they look at it. We have to be sympathetic to the person that was, you know, we don't want to ruin this person's life who just killed someone. And other people would call in and they would talk about, now this person killed my loved one in separate instances. And now I got to see them out there living the rest of their life and my loved one's gone forever. And some cases, when it came to St. Louis, they didn't even arrest them to begin with. Or if they did, they were let go because they didn't bring charges in time. And they always said this stupid thing, which was, we reserve the right to bring charges in the future, which never ended up happening. So you had all these victims that had no justice when the lives were taken. Let's look at this one case in, was this Wisconsin? Okay, a legal teen immigrant who was given slap-on-wrist sentence for killing a Colorado drug rehab worker in a high-speed crash was arrested by ICE weeks later. The 16-year-old, whose name has not been publicly released, probably because he's underage, says from Columbia, with a conviction for reckless driving resulting in death, was arrested by ICE last week and will remain in ICE custody pending an immigration hearing. Part of this is, when you're 16, they are much more lenient, even if you take another person's life. But what you find in a lot of times is that you say, okay, we have to be sympathetic because of the kid and the teen's got the rest of their life ahead of them. They end up going and doing things like this over. They end up recommitting crimes again. And you have to ask the question, why were they even allowed to do that if they were in the country illegally to begin with? Why, if you catch them in the country illegally, why even set them up to give them an opportunity to commit more violent crimes? Why? They should have been gone. Mm-hmm. The officials, he was 15 at the time, was driving a Jeep, not licensed, going over 90 miles an hour in a 45, ends up hitting and killing an innocent person. And then out on the streets and is caught later committing more crimes. I mean, we're talking weeks later after they killed someone. Ridiculous to me. Why do we allow that to happen? And why do people defend? Because we have to be more sympathetic to people that are in the country illegally. And there's a whole CNN panel defending people like that.
Yeah, it goes back to what I was talking about yesterday. It's that intersectionality thing where they look at somebody and they break everything down into oppressors and oppressed. And somehow or another, because this person is less fortunate, they're just desperate to get in the United States. Maybe they're just a bad person.
Yeah, I think it could be as simple as that. Let's play Chris Cuomo real quick before we go to break. This is clip number 6, and you tell me if you think he's making a point or not here.
The division is almost exclusively manufactured. We are fighting over culture issues and controversies that are completely made up. We divide this country over a single homicide of somebody, and it's absolutely wrong. What happened to Lake and Riley is horrible. It's one too many, any way you want to look at it. But it is also an artificial issue. We have crime issues in this country. Our homicide problem is not from illegal immigrants, okay? Yeah, but there shouldn't be any. There shouldn't be any of a lot of things that we haven't made a top priority. The division is manufactured.
Okay, so this was in regards to immigrants committing crimes, murders, things like that. I'm just going to say this because this is going to sound very insensitive. What if he said that on the anniversary of George Floyd's death and put it in applied it that way? Do you think he would have the guts to do that? Because I when I hear examples like that, I think to myself, that incident that happened in Minneapolis, look what that caused. And you want to talk about manufactured divisive nature of things in the billions of dollars of riots and damage and the nature of this country and lives lost.
One right here, Officer Dorn here in St. Louis lost his life in one of those
exactly.
riots.
And if you want to talk about some of these things, manufactured, sure. So when you put it into that context, I don't think he'd have the guts to do it then. But man, people go out of their way to defend felons that are in the country illegally committing crimes, actively committing crimes. And then they say, we're using this too much. And it's not really a true sense of where the American people are. And we're being too divisive when we tell people like that should be deported because, let's say, one, judged orders, two, they were in the country when they shouldn't have been to begin with, and three, they're caught committing a crime, and when they're told to leave, they come back anyway, and we're the ones that are wrong for saying that, no, they should not be allowed to reassimilate after that. I would like to ask the people on the CNN panels and the Chris Cuomos of the world if they would apply that same thing and that same logic to George Floyd. All right. Is that too insensitive to make that comparison?
No, I think that's an honest question. Let's ask the question. What is the difference?
Yep. All right. We're going to take a break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Andy Fry. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is this artist's name?
This is Andy Grammer.
I think that sounds like Ethan. That could be a voice double. If Ethan could sing, he would sound like that. Do you hear it?
Hold on. Yeah, I could hear it. I could definitely hear Ethan sing like Andy Grammer.
Ethan, I think maybe if I were you, I would start practicing, and then you can put together kind of like one of those tribute acts.
Ethan starting a tribute, Andy Grammer tribute group. That would be amazing.
Yes, exactly.
That would be amazing.
I would love that so much.
It's funny because we had a conversation about Andy Grammer before the show.
Oh, I can guarantee you he'd be the only one in the country doing that.
I can almost guarantee you that he wouldn't be doing that.
All right. Well, it sounds like Donald Trump and Elon Musk are still in the Oval Office. Is it the exit interview going on still, Brad?
Yes, it is.
You know, can we dip in for a couple minutes? I'm just curious what they're talking about here.
The fundamental moral flaw of the left is empathy for the criminals and not empathy for the victims. Empathy for the criminals, but not empathy for the victims. And there's been
That's
way too
I'm
much
saying.
Of that. That needs to stop. To the president's point, there's been immense judicial overreach that is unconstitutional, that was never intended. And it's undermining the people's faith in the legal system. It needs to stop. It's gone too far.
Mr. Musk,
love it.
Yesterday, a couple of hours ago, we had a great decision from the Supreme Court, thank goodness, that was very important. We had two important decisions yesterday on the tariffs because, again, we have to be able to fight a fair fight with other countries. Howard, would you say we have to be able to use tariffs to fight people that use tariffs on us? I mean, if we didn't have that power of tariffs, we would economically be destroyed as a country because they will destroy us. Other countries will destroy us with unchecked tariffs. We can check them when we have the use. They tried to take that power away from us. And if you take that power away, we're not going to have a country. We won't have an economically viable country. But it's very important on immigration that we be able to get people out without having to go through a long court case. I mean, it was up to some of these judges. Every single one of these millions of people, criminals, prisoners that were let go from jails because they save a fortune when they do. They brought them into the United States. You know what they're saving? The money they're saving? But some of murders, it's very important that we're able to get those people out of here fast, bring them back to their country where they belong. And those countries take them because if they don't take them, they have to go through the wrath of the United States, and they take them. But we have judges that don't want that to happen. And it would be, it's a terrible thing. That's going through the court system right now, that whole situation. But when ICE and with Border Patrol, they've done an incredible job. When they do this incredible job and they capture 100 killers and drug dealers, and we can't keep them for years here as we go through trials. We have to get them out rapidly. And we know who they are. We know who they are. And we're very careful about who they are, but we have to get them out rapidly, or again, we're not going to have a country. Okay?
That tariff may also affect companies like Tesla, which has parts manufactured abroad. And this is also to you, Mr. Musk.
Well, he's going to end up building his whole car here. I mean, I thought he built his whole car. Pretty much he does. He's got incredible factories, and like I looked at one in Texas. It's unbelievable. All of the manufacturers will build their parts here, too. I mean, I it used to bother me. They make a part in Canada, a part in Mexico, a part in Europe, and it's sent all over the place, and nobody knew what the hell was happening. I think it's ridiculous. You build a car, make it in America. And I gave them a little leeway on that, you know, gave them some leeway. But over the next year, they've got to have the whole thing built in America. That's what we want. America to buy American-built cars. Thank you very much, everybody.
Ooh. Number one, in radio, you couldn't have ducked in at a better time.
Oh, right? Man, that was crazy.
That was perfect. Do you think they were listening to our show during the press conference? Like Elon had an earpiece in and he just was waiting to hear what we were saying? Because he pretty much said exactly what we said in the last segment.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I can confirm that the Annie Fry show has been played on Air Force One and listened to on Air Force One.
What?
Yeah.
What's that story?
Well,
I have to hear that.
Friend of the show, Will Scharf, he's the secretary in the White House, and he actually sent me a picture. Oh, what was it? A couple days ago, it was the day they were coming back from the Middle East trip. And he said I was talking to him about some other stuff, and he said his head was spinning. He goes, but I'm on Air Force One right now, and I'm glad to be getting home. And I was like, are you on Air Force One? And then he sent me a picture, and it's like listening to the Annie Fry Show and on official Air Force One letterhead. It was a picture of the desk and everything. So it's pretty cool.
That is so cool. All right. Well, look at the power of this program and radio station. But we really couldn't have ducked in at a better spot. Elon Musk is 100% right on. Now, when it comes to the car question, not what I was going to talk about, but I do want to bring this up. It's going to be so hard for these car manufacturers to actually build all the parts in the United States. It's going to be nearly impossible for them to do that within the next year to even get the infrastructure in place for them to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that timeline year is realistic or not. I think one interesting thing is that the United Auto Workers, UAW, who hated Donald Trump during the presidential election, and Sean Fain, the leader of it, was very vocal, speaking at the DNC convention, all these things, was actually on Trump's side when it comes to bringing these jobs back into America. It's like, okay, now you're talking my language. But don't you understand that's been his whole point this whole time? Like, all these times you've been criticizing him, his whole point is essentially what you've been fighting for. And now you have the greatest advocate because Joe Biden didn't fight for that. No Democrat ever fought for that. I mean, they were trying to make things more friendly to make business overseas possible so these companies could cut down costs. I get it. It costs less to buy a vehicle when you have this happening in Mexico, for example. But Donald Trump said, you know what, get the infrastructure here. Let's build in America where then you don't have to worry about all these other tariffs and problems and supply chain issues where you can't get things from China because of a pandemic. So he's saying, you know what, you'll save money in the long run and you'll be creating American jobs and we'll be getting stronger together because of it. And that was like unions loved hearing that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why they were trashing him so much when his whole message has been essentially we need to enrich the American economy and the workers as opposed to making other countries' workers and countries rich off of our backs.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And like the other thing I'd point out too is onshoring manufacturing like this. Like I know that people mocked him. It's like, oh, Americans aren't going to want to make sweatshirts and socks and tennis shoes. And it's like, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about automobiles. He's talking about pharmaceuticals. He's talking about chips. He's talking about all of these major things. And those are all national security issues. If you know history at all, you know what won World War II was American manufacturing. It was our ability to build faster than anybody could destroy anything that we had. And we need to get back to the point where we can ramp up manufacturing again. So if you're building cars here, you have car lines that can be switched over to make war machines. You got all of that stuff. That's national security stuff. You don't have to rely on China for the pharmaceuticals that keep people in your country healthy. You don't have to rely on Taiwan and South Korea for the chips that you put in the weapons that you use to fight wars. You don't have to rely on that.
That's fantastic point when it comes to the history of, going back to the manufacturing that happened here in the United States. Wow. Brad, that's actually fantastic context to put that into because it is, in that way, when you think about national security, you don't necessarily think about the manufacturing and what's possible. You normally think about like, okay, we don't want to be like, out of oil because we rely on the Saudis too much. So that's why we want more drilling here and the companies here to be able to keep it on this side of the hemisphere as opposed to transporting the stuff in barrels from the other side of the world. So we don't want to be able to be cut off and what that'll mean for us. But the manufacturing side is really important because if we didn't have the infrastructure to manufacture certain things that you mentioned, then we'd be real trouble if, let's say, they create alliances with countries that are not friendly to us, Iran and China and whatnot, or Russia. And that's fantastic. All right, coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Brad Young about this, but the Supreme Court will allow Donald Trump to revoke Biden's parole program. Two Supreme Court justices were against it, Jackson and Sotomayor. And is it Sotomayor or Sotomayor? It looks like Sotomayor. I don't know. That's a very fancy way to say it. Like, if you didn't know how that was pronounced, would you say Sotomayor? Not a chance. But Donald Trump talked about it just very briefly at the end there. This is such a big thing, which is we know that there are, and it goes 100% back to what we were talking about before the break. We know that there are criminals, ones that have created, committed felonies, that have taken other people's lives, domestic violence, have entered the country multiple times, almost in some cases double digit times. And we know who those people are. And if they're in our jail, they're going to release them because they say, well, it's costing us too much money to house these people. So why not, while we're going through the immigration process, send them back to their country of origin and let them try to apply to get into the United States, as opposed to letting them live here indefinitely their entire lives to continue to create havoc on innocent people. And Elon Musk said exactly, almost word for word, what I said. We're so sympathetic to people that break the laws. And we're not as sympathetic to the victims when there's no justice, when a loved one is taken away from them or they were wronged by someone. And then they have to, you know, pretend like there was no damage done to their life, physical or mental damage to their lives. We just have to live it out and say, no, we have to be bigger humanitarians to allow these people that have created all this havoc and problems in society to continue to do the same. Or we're the ones that are the problem. Elon Musk, 100% right. So I don't know what's next for Elon Musk, but you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that they continue on with this legacy. It's only been a couple of months in office. I tell you, the first, 5 months of the Trump presidency feels like 5 years, doesn't it? With all things that have been happening.
It's great.
Whew. But that Supreme Court hearing, or at least that Supreme Court case that rules in favor of Donald Trump, and when it comes to revoking the Biden parole program for illegal immigrants, that's a big one. We'll talk to Brad Young coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Andy Fry, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.